We're all counting down to racing in Tasmania tomorrow night because we get to see the return of the star Mystic Journey. She is back in the Ladbroke Stakes, the first step to potentially another all-star mile date with destiny at Moonee Valley in a couple of months. And Adam Trinder is the man who is excited and probably a touch nervous as well to see Betty back tomorrow night. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Adam. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you, Michael.
Must be a lot of excitement around the stable and with the team when we get to see her now just 24 hours away. How is she?
She's in great order, especially when we reflect back where she was at this date 12 months ago. We're pretty much parallel to when things went wrong of that preparation a year ago. So she's really fluent in her action, happy with her demeanour. Get the kickoff point there tomorrow night, which she'll improve, continue to improve as we continue to expose her. But really pleasing and a bit of nervous energy around the yard to get her back to the races.
No disrespect to the opposition, but it looks a nice, easy, soft opening to her campaign. I think she's $1.10. The local opposition is vastly inferior to her. So is that the type of first-up field you want? Do you want her to have a tougher run, or what are you expecting tomorrow night?
No, I just want her to have a run. 1,200 metres, the record isn't fantastic over 1,200. Just have a run. So she can go there, have a nice healthy blow and continue to move and improve off it as she moves out in Journey. Obviously, our mindset is All-Star Mile in March. So I'd just like her to continue to improve and be peaking there the start of March.
It's probably been a frustrating 12 or so months with her because she showed that glimpse of ability when she got to the Valley and the Stock Stakes and she was brilliant that night. But it has been a tough road since the famous victory in the All-Star Mile. Physically, how is she?
Physically, she's really good. She's a five-year-old mare. We've got a management plan worked out pretty well with her now. She doesn't want for anything, obviously, but the last 12 months, as you spoke about, have been a nightmare. Things went wrong this time last year. We got back on track to be able to run in a William Reid Group 1, 1,200 metres at the Valley there. Ran fifth, went super in obviously an unideal race, 1,200 metres. And then COVID struck and our travel arrangements didn't work early in the preparation. Won the Stock Stakes. She was great, very satisfying. Then terribly unlucky in the Group 1 Empire Rose, in our opinion anyway. So it's been a frustrating year. So hopefully 2021 we can get back to a little bit of more clarity and familiarity.
Have you outlined what the road will be to the All-Star Mile? How many starts do you expect she'll have this preparation?
So two or three. Tomorrow evening will give us more insight into where we're placed there and post tomorrow evening once the voting opens up. So my preferred option would be to solely prepare her out of Tasmania. So she runs tomorrow evening 1,200 metres and then in 2.5 weeks in a Thomas Lyons, which was a lead-up event she used leading into her All-Star Mile win. So I'd like to head in that direction and then possibly a Vamos at the back end of February on routes. But if she just looks like she's down a little bit in the voting, she potentially will take an opportunity in a futurity to try and sneak in the All-Star that way.
I was going to say, it's a different scenario this time because as the reigning champ, she was guaranteed a wild card. Now it's about the votes, and we know how popular she is, but the Tassie horses are going so well at the moment. You're going to have still a star who's going to be fighting for the local vote as well. So are you going to build a little campaign to try and ensure the popularity and the vote goes your way?
So we probably haven't got that far ahead of ourselves as yet. We'll just get her to the races and hopefully we see positive things from her first up and then we'll work off the back of that as to what we feel we need to do to be able to get her into an All-Star Mile and bring her into people's mindsets. But haven't laid any plans or foundations in regards to that as yet.
One massive positive would be that the All-Star Miles at Moonee Valley, where she just seems to absolutely fly.
She's got a good record there, really does. She was great in the Fillies and Mares Classic, Cox Plate Day, Group 2 when she won, and obviously won the Stock Stakes, fifth in a William Reid, as we spoke about earlier, and she had a run there as a three-year-old over 1,200 metres as well. Ran fifth, I think, from memory, but was terribly unlucky that day. Ran the quickest sectionals of the race and didn't get an opportunity to come off the bridle. That was before her winning run started. So she's very familiar with the valley and acts really well there.
She's sprint a miler now, do you think, Adam?
I believe so. She ran so well in a Turnbull and a Cox Plate over a mile and a quarter, obviously, but top the back of those two runs and the next preparation, that's when things went wrong. I just thought the training regime for at a high grade mile and a quarter just took its toll on her physically. I feel she definitely wasn't ready for it as a 4 year old there. Anyway, from what we saw post her Cox Plate run, so would be really mindful to potentially keep her at the mile, I feel.
And Luke Curry's committed to her this campaign, which would be great to have that consistency, I'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly right. So fortunately, Luke's able to come down tomorrow evening. We're a little bit guarded as to whether that was actually going to transpire, because he's been in Queensland riding the Magic Millions Carnival up there, and with their COVID situation, as it was a week ago, we thought it might be difficult for him to be able to get into Tassie, but thankfully everything's settled down in that regard. So he'll renew his association with her tomorrow night, and hopefully she runs really well and she sticks with her moving forward.
She's only reasonably lightly raced, having 22 starts, but she's a five-year-old now and she's going to be a very valuable broodmare. How much longer do you think we'll get to see Betty in action?
As I said, she's really sound and fluent about herself, so I would hope she's at least got this season and next season to be able to get through. She's never been dented in any regard. As you said, she's only had the 22 runs, so she's been really lightly exposed and well cared for throughout her career. So I would think we've looked after her, and as I said, she's sound, so that would give her a little bit more longevity.
How's the Elwick track going? Have you been out and had a look at the renovations? We had a chat a week or so ago with Liam O'Keefe and Marty Siren, who went down there, and they're really confident that the remedial work will have it back on track for the features.
Exactly right. So I haven't been down there personally myself, but my boys are really happy with it. Sort of my riders, they walked the track last week and rang up and suggested that it was 100% on what we witnessed there at the last meeting that was abandoned. They've got grass gallops on it this morning. There's 12 horses working over it this morning. So it'll be interesting to see how it acts underfoot there, because, as you know, tracks can walk and then ride different, a lot different to what they walk. So we'll see what it acts like this morning underfoot. But all reports are positive. And at this stage, we move forward to the Elwick Stakes meeting on Sunday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We'll follow that up tomorrow to see how those track gallops this morning went. Outside of MJ, you've got Ocean Essence in action tomorrow night, who we know well over here in Victoria, and a few other runners. Who's your best on the night?
I'd say he's ready to win a race, Ocean Essence. He's been moving forward into fitness. We've just had to take a different training philosophy with him this time round, just through a couple of niggling soundness issues. So he's raced himself into fitness to a certain extent. Third up, he should be ready. Won't run Hero of Romani from a bad gate, needs toasting, ran third in that same race, 1,400 metre maiden, last time out, ready to win a race. Probably Mystic Journey and Ocean Essence would be the best, so I would think.
All right, we'll take the little double, get a little extra cream on top with MJ at about $1.10. Adam, can't wait to see you back in action tomorrow night. Best of luck.
Beautiful. Thank you, Michael.